Chapter 15. Ron presented himself to Celeste wearing his overalls and announced, "The tile perimeter is finished." Celeste looked up from a catalog of fabrics and smiled. "I want to see it after dinner." She looked at Ron. His face had that reddish glow, and his hair was matted down on his head in a way that showed its thinning. Celeste was certain that baldness was a condition that Ron would despise, and she wanted to put off mentioning it as long as possible. "Come here. I want you to see this," said Celeste. It was a grouping of pictures that showed windows in various states of draping. Ron looked down with some interest. Celeste wrapped her hand around his thigh. Ron smiled. "I know we want to have as much light in from the windows as possible, and I know that you don't care that the windows are bare. But look at this." She squeezed his thigh and moved the finger of her other hand to point. Ron looked and saw that they were just little transparent pieces of fabric that dressed the outside of the window frames. They were pretty. She squeezed again, and he felt himself twitch. "I really like them." "What color?" "I think a burgundy." Celeste looked down and saw the erection pressing out the buttons of his overalls. She felt herself moisten. It was Wednesday. Angel was in class until after 10 p.m. Celeste just did not think about dinner. When the alarm woke them this morning, in those few seconds before he got up, they sometimes held and kissed. Then she would drift back off to the sound of him in the bathroom or the images from her dreams. He said, "Don't cook tonight." The idea had put her in a delightful mood. "Show me where," he said. They went into the living room. They stood in front of the slatted wood banister that spanned the length of the five side-by-side windows that were above the entrance stairs up from the door that everyone used. Their hips were touching side by side. She felt that thrill of standing next to him. He extended the arm closest to her. "You mean, just treat it like one window?" She grinned and said, "Yes." She led him to the two single windows on the other side of the room. "And we can do the same with these. There's no one to see in and everything to see out." And then he was kissing her. And because Heidi Kleiss did not allow the slacks that Celeste would have preferred to wear to work, she dressed daily in a skirt, and his hands were up under it. The embrace brought them down onto the couch. He was sticking out almost painfully now, and she was aching to have him inside of her. Then he grinned up at her. "The bed, it's so comfortable up there." He put his hand between her legs from the rear and squeezed her with every step as she got excited and moved faster. They didn't wait for much more to come off in the bedroom. He stepped out of the overalls, revealing that he had nothing on underneath them while he was working. She pulled her panties off and lay on pillow on her belly, the way that she knew he loved it. She raised her hips when she felt his weight on the bed, and then he rubbed himself on her. And then his hand was between her legs, and his fingers were dancing their tips into her with the hand that he used to make finger strums on the guitar. Celeste moaned and said, "Yes, yes, oh yes," as he entered her. And then he was deeper inside, and she was thrusting back at him. And then he was up on his toes and up on his hands and just dipping himself in and out of her. And she felt herself squirming beneath him, feeling just that part of him moving in and out of her, and his breathing on her neck. Ron sunk down to his knees and let his hips begin to gallop. She felt the plunging weight of him now in and out of her. the waves had begun riding in her when he went into that frenzy and swelled harder. Her release flooded out of her. Seconds later, he squirted hot jolts of himself into her. Ron and Celeste grinned and moved slowly together, with drifting, like gliding on their lake. Then they pulled apart and lay touching. Celeste said, "What do you want to do about dinner?" Ron said, "I want to have it later." Celeste said, "Well, what do you want to do now?" Ron grinned. "Get the rest of the way naked, then take a sauna and a shower together down there, and then have dinner." "We won't make it. You know that. One of us will get distracted by something else that just seems to need to be done instead." Ron was grinning. "Okay, I'll turn on the sauna and go get pizza. You get naked." Celeste grinned too, and he was on his way out the door. She said, "Ron, I think I want a puppy."